It's 10:05. You're listening to The Morning Show on ABC Radio Sydney, where we bring you the latest news, sport and weather, bandy around new ideas and find out your thoughts on hot button issues. This hour, we're talking colour analysis. It's not a new concept, but it's certainly reaching a new audience through social media at the moment. Have you tried it? Is it worth it? Is it something you can do yourself, perhaps with a friend, or do you think it warrants paying for professional advice? Colour analysis can cost hundreds of dollars, in some cases over $1,000 if it's a total makeover and includes a shopping trip. Does the colour of our clothing affect our mood? And we'll also catch up with Dom Knight to see what he has in store for you this afternoon on ABC Radio Sydney. But first, do you put a lot of thought into your outfit every day? Do you have a strong feeling that while you look great in black, fluoro yellows or deep reds just make you look a bit ill? You might have seen that colour analysis is all the rage right now on social media, using swatches of different fabrics to determine which colours most suit your skin tone and hair, and which ones you should probably avoid. The practice was actually all the rage back in the 80s, and just like the mullet hairstyle, it's back again, or maybe it never went away. And it's back with people of all ages getting their colour analysis done. Anne Vodica is a personal stylist and colour analyst and is here in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Tony.
How did I do? Am I wearing the right colours, by the way? Because once I heard you were coming in, I thought, right, I need some colour because I was wearing black.
Well, you're wearing all neutrals today.
It's black and neutral?
Yes.
So I have a black dress on for listeners, and then I have, it's a little kimono throw that just goes over my shoulders, and it's got lots of different colours in it, but I thought it gave me colour when I'm speaking to a colour analyst.
Yes. Well, the majority of that, beautiful little jacket that you've got on is a soft cream. So the other colours that we don't see them as much because they're further away from your face. And essentially with colour analysis, it's about what you're wearing directly underneath your chin because it reflects onto your face. And do those colours then enhance and flatter your complexion?
Can anyone wear black? It's a staple in my wardrobe.
Absolutely. There are people that can wear black. But if we break down what colour analysis is about, and it's about the undertone of the colours, the value of the colours, and also the saturation of the colours, depending on, your skin tone, your eyes, and the value of your hair will determine whether you can take those really dark colours. So if you are more mid-value, which you are, a mid-brown, then more medium value colours, or if you think of the grayscale, that sit in the middle of the grayscale, so not super duper light, not super duper dark, will actually be more flattering and harmonious with you.
So you can tell that just by looking at somebody?
Yes.
So then how would you walk them through the process to make them understand? So I'm mid value.
Yes.
Because of my hair colour and skin tone?
And your eyes. So where they sit on the grey scale. And if somebody has got light hair, light eyes, light skin, then they're going to really suit those lighter shades.
So would then you put different colours next to my skin to show me? If I came to see you, is that how we'd proceed?
Yes. So the first step is to drape you with a range of colours just to see how they react with your skin. Do they make you look sallow and tired, or do they actually make you look alive and vibrant and healthy?
What kind of clients knock on your door, and are they all different ages?
Absolutely. Huge range of ages. I think the youngest client came with her mum and two sisters, and she was 10. And then the eldest client I've had is 74, and she said to me, "Oh, Anne, I've been waiting years to do this." And I just went, "Well, hallelujah that you're here now." You won't die wondering what your perfect colours are.
And is there a main reason that people come to you? Is it for confidence? Is it because they've been unwell? Is it because there's been a dramatic change in their life?
Generally, it's because they want to feel better about themselves. It's a self-confidence booster. When you look in the mirror and you see what you see you like, it actually feeds the inside. So it's an inside-outside job. And when you feel better about yourself, that sort of emanates to who you're talking to, and they feel that energy, and then you just have a better life and you feel good about yourself. But then other people come to me because they've got wardrobes full of clothes and they go, Anne, I want to cull these clothes, but I don't know which ones to keep. So colour's the first step.
And we've talked about colour analysis not being a new thing. Have you noticed a change in demand, or has it just constantly been there since, I don't know, how long have you been talking to people about colour?
About 7 years now. It's definitely gathering momentum, but in saying that, I've had a constant stream of customers, and now they're more in their early 20s, 30s, because they're seeing it on TikTok, they're seeing it on YouTube, and so it's inspiring them to get it done for themselves because they want an easy life. They're all busy, they don't want to waste money, and they want to save time when they go shopping. And they want to make sure that what they're buying is good for them, it looks good on them.
And what got you into the business?
Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful story. I thought I was in my teens, a really underconfident teen, and I thought I was basically the ugliest duckling that walked the planet.
Oh, Anne.
Well, it's true. Sad story. But my Colour Me Beautiful was a thing. The parties were a thing, and my mum took me along, and once I got that swatch, I was working part-time at Portman's. My gosh. And my
you
next
had
paycheck.
Access to clothes.
I know. And I spent all of my next paycheck on those clothes. And honestly, I looked in the mirror one day and I was wearing this beautiful orange red. And I went, you know what? You're not so bad. You're not so bad after all. And that just changed my whole self-esteem and my whole perception of self. And I just ran from there.
I'm talking with Anne Vodica, a personal stylist and colour analyst. You mentioned Colour Me Beautiful by Carol Jackson.
Mm.
Was that the book at the centre of it all for colour analysis, really? Was it the Bible of colour analysis?
That's what made colour analysis a global phenomenon. It started with a lady called Suzanne Cagle in the 40s, and she started to do colour analysis, but it was very, very niched and very, very time consuming. And one of her students, Jerry Pinkney, she came up with the four seasons, the winter, summer, autumn, spring. And she published a book, but then Carol Jackson brought out another book called Colour Me Beautiful in 1981, and it just went global.
Is this something you've had done? Have you had your colours done? Has it helped you? Do you have an experience that you'd like to share? My phone number is 1300 222 702, or you can text 0467 922 702. Sue is on the line from Bankstown. Good morning, Sue. What's your story?
I am very much like your guest was just saying. I never felt confident. I never felt good. I did buy that Colour Me Beautiful book in the 80s and it helped me a little bit. And then, look, I honestly don't even recall how I came across it, but there was a company called Beauty for All Seasons, and I just went to them, and since then I just know what colours to wear, and I am often commented on my appearance.
And so it makes you feel good, so you have a lighter step.
Well, I know that I'm dressed in something that suits me.
And so would you say it's had a big impact then on the way that you
definitely,
live your life?
Definitely, yes. You know, I had to go to, I was going on a trip to Singapore, and normally I was going for 10 days, I think. Normally I would have taken 10 shirts, 10 pants, 10 this and 10 that. But now everything that I get is mixes, matches, and, you know, I just put some clothes on and I went out to the shop, and somebody commented on how great I looked because I had my colours on.
That's a really good
amazing
point that you make. That's a fantastic, you know, that's one of the essential things, isn't it? That everything in that palette mixes and matches effortlessly. And when you are, so you need less in your wardrobe because everything goes together. And then when you're travelling, you're absolutely right. You just take less because you know that everything is going to work together. And it's not that, oh, drudgery, opening the wardrobe going, oh, what am I going to wear to go today? Nothing works. Everything works, doesn't it?
Oh, well, sometimes I do still get it wrong. But it's so much, I don't know, it's just a good feeling. Mm. And, it's the best thing that I have ever done. I did work in the industry for a little while, but it just wasn't my cup of tea. But, it was anyone who's considering doing it, it would make a lovely gift for somebody, Christmas, birthday or whatever.
Thanks, Sue. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. If you've got a question for Anne, our personal stylist and colour analyst who's in the studio with me this morning, you can call on 1300 222 702, or you can text on 0467 922 702. Vida from East Gosford has called in. Hello, Vida.
Hello.
What's your experience?
Well, I had cancer in 2012, and I went from a sort of a dark auburn coloured hair to grey hair, and I do love grey hair, so I kept it, but I just didn't feel confident in all those sort of colours that had suited me, so I did go and have my colours done, and it was really a great experience because it was such a vivid change from one lot of hair to the other, and it just gave me, like the previous lady said, real confidence in the colours that I would pick from there on. And actually, just while I was waiting, I've just run and got my little colour wheel out and looking at all my swatches. But the other thing that actually, it was Viv at Image by Design, who's probably retired now, so I'm not advertising.
That's okay.
And she made the point to me when she gave me the new colours and talked to me. She said, look, if you don't want to throw your whole wardrobe away, just start by making sure the colour around your face is about right. And over time, you'll sort of, the old colours will seep out and new colours will come in. And I did it with things like scarves or necklaces. But now, all these years on, I sort of buy in my colours. Yeah.
So it gave you confidence back, Vida?
It did, because you don't look all that great after chemo, to be honest. And it was just lovely. It was a 2-for-1 deal. So a friend just came along and we had a lovely time, just enjoying and laughing and trying different swatches and seeing what it did to the colour of your skin.
Thank you so much for sharing that and calling in.
Okay. Thanks.
Take care. Vida there calling in with her experience of colour analysis, which obviously, and you would think if somebody has gone through the trauma of cancer and chemotherapy, it would be a very positive, uplifting experience to do something like that. I was interested that you mentioned quite young children at 10 coming in for advice and the impact then that has on their lives, because obviously they're questioning where they fit if they're coming to you at that age.
Well, it's their parents that have had their colours done and recognise the value of knowing your best colours. And a lot of children these days are going through, a lot of self-doubt, and if they're being bullied at school and whatever, it sounds very superficial, but if you look good, you don't seem to get as picked on as much. And so if you're wearing your right colours, you're actually looking healthier and you're feeling better about yourself. So you feel like you can take on the world. And it's all about, as Vida said, and everybody else that's called in, that self-confidence that I know that what I've got on today looks good, so I actually feel good as well. But something that Vida did say, and she, when she had her colours done initially, was she had that beautiful auburn hair and then she went grey. The same applies for anyone. It doesn't matter about whether it's due to cancer or whatever. We all change as we get older. So our skin dulls down, so do our eyes. And the thing that we notice the most is we get the grey hairs, but everything else is greying as well. So those colours that were vivid, that perhaps if they were vivid in the beginning, are now no longer actually working because we are greyer, so our colours need to be greyer.
Oh, so we need to update.
More subdued, yes. More muted, more dusky. Yeah.
I feel like everything fades as you get older.
Well, it certainly does. Yes, and so do your colours.
It's 20 past 10 here on ABC Radio Sydney Mornings. I'm talking with Anne Vodica, a personal stylist and colour analyst. If you have a story to share, my number is 1300 222 702, or you can text 0467 922 702. Anne has texted in, "I have my colours done back in the 80s and still have my swatches. It was interesting in that the swatch colours were colours that I'd always gravitated to. But I have a question. I'm now rocking grey hair," and I guess we just answered that. Will that change my colours? That yes. question from Anne.
Yes, I wonder what Anne would have been around, had her her colours done with the seasonal system. So I'm wondering what colour season she was analysed as, because winter was primarily dark, bright, and so often when women, say you were a winter, you would find that those vivid, very saturated colours, you put them on, you go, you know what, they're overwhelming me now. So you would think, okay, well, what can I wear? And that's when you come back, because the system that I use has 18 different colourways. It's gone beyond the four. It's expanded because women were finding that, and also men. Men do colour analysis as well. But they were finding that a lot of the colours weren't working for them further down the track, and they were wondering why, and that's because we do change.
And we need you to call in so you can speak to Anne yourself. Do you get many men coming to see you?
I get a few, and often it's the husbands or the partners of somebody who's had it done, and they go, you know what, often I end up buying him shirts and jumpers or whatever for Christmas or birthday, and I never know what to buy him. Why, and I'd rather buy him something that suits him and that he likes than it sits in the wardrobe crying out to be worn.
Janine from Bronte has texted in, "I have my colours done and found it made shopping so much easier. It opened my eyes to different colours that I wouldn't usually buy. I need to buy less clothes." Louise from Balmain, "Hi there. I found when I allowed my hair to go grey, I had to change my colour scheme. Dark colours look really draining now." And another text from Kate in Ashfield, "My mother took me to a Colour Me Beautiful consultant in Scotland in the early 1980s to help boost my self-confidence. I was a spring then in my late teens. Would I still be a spring, or do we change with age?" Which is what we were talking about.
Yes.
Yes, Kate, it changes as
we
age.
It does change as we age. Can you just read out the first one again, the lady in Bronte?
Janine from Bronte.
Yeah.
That was Louise from Balmain. I had my colours done and found it made shopping so much easier, opened my eyes to different colours that I wouldn't usually buy, and need to buy less clothes. That's Louise from Balmain.
So Louise is spot on, because often women come to me, in fact, a lady just the other day has blue eyes. And, of course, blue is a no-brainer. It's going to make her eyes pop, right? But when we went through the palette, and once I've got the palette, we do signature colours, and they're exceptional colours within that palette. Everything works, but these are exceptional. So say you were going to invest in a winter coat and it was $1,000, and you thought, wow, this is quite a whack of money. But you know that it's in a classic style and it's going to last you at least 10 years, because we don't wear our coats out. We're in Australia. Then you choose one of these signature colours, either a neutral or an interest colour, and you know that everything in your wardrobe is going to go with that. So, but this particular woman, the one with the blue eyes, she, when I brought up the greens against her eyes changed, and it made her eyes look more green, and they looked absolutely amazing. And they're the kind of eyes that you just want to keep staring at, you know. And that she does a lot of Zoom calls. So I said to her, you know, these colours, go and buy tops in these colours, or like somebody else said, a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on Zoom, because we only see the top half, then those colours are really going to, even if you don't wear makeup, you know, nobody has to wear makeup these days. So if you're wearing the right colour, at least you're going to look really healthy and vibrant, and people are going to be on board already and want to listen to your message.
I was going to ask that. Mm. Does it apply to the makeup as well?
Yes, it does.
It does. Okay.
Yes, it absolutely does.
I need more
does.
Help then.
Yes.
We've got Mary Claire on the phone. Mary, good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. You wanted to have a chat to Anne Vodica, our personal stylist and colour analyst?
Yep. Yep. I had my colours done back in the mid-80s. It was all the rage. It was just absolutely wonderful because it gave me direction with my wardrobe and all the accessories and the makeup and the stockings and the whole lot. Mm. I'm just saying it saved me an absolute fortune over my years since then. I actually took my six-year-old to have hers done.
Six-year-old?
Six. She was going to be a bridesmaid, and we were tossing whether to put her in a pale pink or the same colour as the bridesmaids. And having had that done at that age just made such a difference for me as the mother buying clothes that suited her. But she was, I'm a spring.
Right, so am I, Marianne, in the old system.
Mm. Yeah, I was a true spring, whereas my daughter was a spring flowing to summer. And so that strong push of summer meant that the more muted tones we see...
Mm-hmm. The softer tones, yes.
Yeah, the softer versions, but still a strong, warm colours were what was right.
So she looked fabulous as a bridesmaid or a flower girl.
As the bridesmaid with the stronger colour that the others were wearing. If I had to put her in the soft pink, she just would have faded into the distance.
It's interesting that you should say that because you're not the first person to do that. I've actually had brides bring their bridesmaids and, yes, the bride wanted everybody to wear green, but they all wore their best versions of green. So the photo, everybody looked fabulous in the photos.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And there's just some colours that can do that. And if you've got the right one on your skin, it's the right colour. And you, as you say, you look and feel more confident. People often comment on what I'm wearing because I then went on and had my style done as well.
Oh, fabulous.
And that just made all the difference, you know, just knowing that you're a soft straight means that you don't look at the hard straight lines. You buy the right shaped handbag for yourself. Just the flow of the clothing is what's right for you. And it saves time with shopping because you just bypass all those colours and styles that are not you.
That's so true, Marianne, isn't it? The fact that you said you save so much time, everybody tells me that. And they also say they save so much money. I mean, the average woman spends $900 on clothes every year, the average woman. And she doesn't realise she's doing it because she buys it in bits and pieces. So a top is, you know, $150 and this is that. By the time you know it, you've actually spent probably over $1,000. But, you know, how many of those items, so many women come to me and say, I've got so much in my wardrobe that I don't wear and I don't really understand why. And I know that part of it is the colours. So that now if I know which colours that I'm looking for, I can actually have a wardrobe full of colours and know that I'm going to wear everything.
Mary Claire, we have to leave it there because we need to take a call from Louise. Anne, you're so popular. We'll have to keep you for the rest of the show and I don't think I'm allowed to. Louise, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Louise. You're speaking with Tony and Anne. Anne Vodica, our personal stylist and colour analyst here at the ABC Morning Show this morning.
Hi. I went to see Anne about a year ago. I don't know if she remembers me, but and I found it a wonderful experience. But one of the things that was really good was Anne also sells makeup, and I had a lipstick from her, which is a colour I would never have worn before. It's called Ultimately Lavender, and I wear it all the time, and it's absolutely wonderful. And so I just wanted to say that it's a marvellous idea to go and have your colours done.
Oh, Louise, thank you.
It makes so much difference, and like the other people have said, it saves so much time when you go shopping, because I don't go to all the greens and the mustard colours and the oranges now. I go to the pinks and the blues.
Oh, Louise, you're such a gem for calling in, and you were so open to receiving the news that all of those colours that you were gravitating towards and just change that up, and that Ultimately Lavender lipstick looked absolutely sensational on you, I've got to say.
Honestly, I wear it every day, and I would never have looked at that colour before. So so thank you for that, if for nothing else.
Pleasure.
But the whole experience was wonderful.
Oh, that's lovely.
Thank you for calling. No. Look, we're going in unison, Anne. Thanks so much for calling in, Louise. We have Sally from Loftus on the line. Sally would just like to have a quick chat before we let you go, Anne.
Yeah. Hi, Anne. How are you going?
Hi, Sally.
How you going? I had my colours done many years ago when I was a teenager.
Yes.
Our boss shouted us all because we were hairdressers.
What a gift.
So she said, we need to know what colours suit you girls because everyone in the 80s hairdressing wore black.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know why, because we bleach hair, so they end up white.
An easy uniform, right? Yeah.
So we had it done, and still today I still wear my colours, and I still get so many compliments. Wherever I am in the world, that people go, wow, I love that colour on you. And and I tell them that I had it done many years ago, and people have gone and had it done, I don't know, but I just want to encourage you because it's a great service. And now talking to you, I'd love to have my daughter's done because she's mid-20s.
Fabulous. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, it's such a great gift, isn't it? You know?
Yes, it is a wonderful gift. Yes.
Yeah, because I've gone all my life. But and in previous callers about going overseas, I go overseas. We're just about to go to Hawaii again.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry a carry-on.
Yes.
For 3 weeks.
Well, you can't lose
weeks.
Your luggage then, can you?
No, that's right. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So my husband and I just do carry-ons and stuff, and it's just so much easier because I can just mix and match everything.
Absolutely.
Know?
And, when you go shopping in those amazing malls that they have there, the DFO kind of things,
you just
buy bargains and they're all the right colours. Fantastic.
I know. It's
and
fantastic.
It would have helped you too as a hairdresser, I would imagine, to understand overtone and undertone and what suited
course.
Your clients. So that in itself was a bonus too.
It's just helped me all my life, really. And I have an idea of what suits my daughter, and it may be it, but because she's blonde with beautiful green eyes, because my husband's like Russian descent, so she's got those beautiful green eyes, and and the colours that sometimes she puts on, I go, wow, that looks amazing on you with your eyes, you know, it brings out her eyes and stuff.
Yes.
But I just thought, wow, I'm going to do that as a gift for her now.
Oh, beautiful.
It's such
Sally.
A great thing to have, a great tool, isn't it?
Unfortunately, we're running into the news. Thank you so much for your call. We're going to have to let Anne go. Anne?
Yes.
I don't think we've had enough time with you.
I'd love to come back and chat some more. It's beautiful that everybody called in so we can have this discussion.
And it sounds like it's been such an overwhelming positive experience for people to have their colours done.
Yes.
And that it really can be life-changing for a lot of people. Anne Vodica is a personal stylist and colour analyst, and she's been talking with us about colours. I even printed out the Sydney Morning Herald's July 17, 1983, Spot Your Shade, which is seasonal, and I believe that's changed now.
Yes.
So it's not just winter, summer, autumn, spring.
Correct.
It's like I'm mid-value. I'm still not quite sure what mid-value means. But
and I think you're warm as well, but we'd have to drape you. We'd have to put the drapes around you and have a look.
See, we need more time. We need more time. But we are running into the news with Jamel Wells, who's been waiting patiently next to us. She's wearing a beautiful green jacket today.
It looks gorgeous on her.
I think she
always gets it. It's a Kelly Green Ladies, yellow based.
Jamel always gets her colours right. She's having a bit of a chuckle. It's a bit hard to go to the news from colour analysis. But Anne, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Really appreciate the time. Thank you for everybody who texted and called. I'm sorry that we ran out of time.